Poetry can never be considered a collaborative art, but that doesn't mean poets can't benefit and grow as artists from one another's company. For years now, Melinda Gaughan and the Maui Live Poet Society have been building a community that continues to grow, and Melinda's on the line with us now. Good morning, Melinda.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you for calling.
Sure. What made you folks want to form a community of poets? It doesn't seem as if that's something that poets necessarily need, or is it?
Oh, I believe it is. I moved here from the Bay Area and was active in the Berkeley Poetry Circle before coming here, and without their encouragement and, you know, active support, I wouldn't have had the courage once here to know, number one, that I was starving for poetry mm-hmm. and to actively seek it out. And when we began to find each other in a small reading, and then the reading folded, we just formed our own circle, and then we had a meeting and named ourselves the Maui Live Poets, and we've been carrying on ever since.
How long ago was that?
That was in about 1993, and I think we formed in 1994.
That's pretty good.
Oh, we've been continuous ever since. We do 4 retreats a year, so I've done more than 80 retreats. We camp out and do poetry, and we have monthly readings at various libraries. They're all open to the public, and they're always free. There's never a charge for our services and our passion. And we have poetry dinners and gatherings as well, and seek to help each other publish and to help each other grow. One thing we do not do is we do not pick. We praise.
You don't do. You're not looking to be critiqued by your fellow poets.
People that want to critique, we can do a critique at a different session. That is not a reading, and it's to celebrate poetry.
Yeah.
And to celebrate the poets. And, you know, a shy young poet can, like a shy young plant without water, can die right on the vine right in front of your eyes. But with encouragement, they will grow and gain their voice and believe in their voice.
I always would think that poetry would be particularly difficult to criticize constructively because it's so very personal, don't you think?
Yes. We hear our vast collection, and it's small but powerful collection of locals and some people that you would call native-born, some Hawaiians that have come and gone from our group and are still in. And we have expatriates and immigrants and migrants and, you know, the whole gathering. Out here, if you're here for some time, for those of you not listening in Hawaii, you're kama aina if you've been here for some time. And you become part of the community. And it's sort of an extended family, wouldn't you say, Chris?
I would hope so, yeah. I'm thinking about these retreats that you do, and I'm trying to picture what happens. You camp out and you just read each other's work?
Oh, we come to write.
Oh,
we
yeah?
We come to write. We're asked to bring, I ask people to bring their writing gear, a beach chair, and a towel if they want to get in the water. If they want to camp overnight, then they bring more stuff, but some people come for an hour or the day or the weekend. I'm there all weekend. You have to blast me out. And we have challenges, and we all write on different themes, and then we have readings, at least 3 usually during a retreat, and people then share their poems. And since we're writing on the same subject, the poems come out like facets on a diamond. It's, you know, it's really wonderful.
What would be a sample of a subject you might throw forth at a challenge like that?
Oh, well, I have a list of challenges for the next retreat right now.
Could you share a couple of them?
I would be delighted. The first one is always arrival. Because when you come to a retreat, there's always something to write about just in getting there or how you feel when you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
So the arrival poem is just accepted. And then we have, for this next one, the eternal courtship. Mm. Never stumble. Everyone gets crazy now and then. Flag in the wind. Time is the only cure.
Hmm.
Those are some of our, the list will grow, but we can chew our teeth on those. Everybody will find something. If it's a haiku or a couplet, all the way up to an ode or a beatic vision, who knows?
Yeah. Well, those titles sound like very short poems in and of themselves, right?
It can be. Every poet takes that challenge at different subject, and I just rattled off, 1, 2, 5 different possible poems. So, and the wonder is that you are there on the beach, you share with poems, you share poets' thoughts, and you rattle around, and then when the poem comes to you, you sit down and write it.
Mm-hmm.
But I must share with you, Chris, that for me, to be under the palm trees at the edge of the beach and to see 5 or 8 or 10 poets all sitting around hunched, writing seriously, fabulously, it's an amazing thing to experience, and then we share what we have. So it's, you watch the poets' faces turn orange in the firelight, and the stars gleam on the water, and we're in a little place that we call Poetopia.
That's it paints quite a picture, and you know, it also sort of goes against the image I think a lot of people have of poetry as having almost needing to be done in isolation, because again, that very intimate connection with the self.
Well, I'm one. See, they can do that, but I can't. I take my chair and my tablet, and off I go to a solid place. It's very solitary, and I have my spot, and I go there to write, because I can't write in the circle.
Yeah, I wondered about that. Can't be for everyone, I
would
think.
It isn't, and that's the only rules at a retreat is there are no rules. Now, when you go to readings, you have to do what people are supposed to do, and we have had some funny little things occur at some readings. However, at the retreat, there's a wonderful freedom, and it builds community. We have grown to love each other in a unique way, and our little merry band of poets in our little rainbow group at the beach is a wonderful way to find a way to write. And quite frankly, I teach and I do a bunch of community work, and if it weren't for the retreats, I fear I would not have time to write.
Well, it paints quite a picture, Melinda. Thanks very much for telling us about it this morning.
Thank you so much. Well, our new book, Equitude, Malamuses, Volume 4, is a good sampling of our work, and I think it reflects a wide variety from the first poem, which is great political satire, to the last.
Melinda Gaughan is a poet who will be reading at the Lahaina Library tomorrow evening and Wednesday, October 19th, at Makawao Library. She's one of the guiding spirits of the Maui Live Poets Society. And you can learn more about her and their work on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.